Good evening. Hello, this is Joseph Tame in Ishinomaki, up in Tohoku, where the tsunami hit and where much of this section of the town that I'm now in was completely destroyed. It's around about 8 o'clock, I think. I'm just out on the street, just walking down the street away or around the volunteer centre where I'm staying. So I came up here to do a running project, which we're doing tomorrow. We're going to be doing some running art in the streets. But today I've spent the day with Jamie and the volunteers at It's Not Just Mud. Check out the website. It's not just do a search for It's Not Just Mud. And they've been volunteering here since May. Jamie's been here since May. He came up here, quit his job, and now it's turned into a fully fledged volunteer base with people coming from all across Japan to volunteer. Today I spent quite some time with Jamie going around the town, meeting some of the local people, meeting other volunteers, and must admit, I found it very moving. It's even though it's from now November, obviously quite 8 months since the disaster. It's still difficult to comprehend the scale of what's happened here, and just how terrible it was. A lot of the houses that were damaged or washed away, they've now been cleared up, but there's still houses that have not been touched since the tsunami hit. They've still not been sorted out. There's a lot of houses that still need to be dismantled. The place is clean, which is quite incredible. That's, I think, what a lot of the work has been doing, and that's why the organisation, it is called It's Not Just Mud, because it's not, there's so much to it. I just think it's wonderful. I was really touched today by one particular thing where we saw a huge group of volunteers levelling a piece of land which they were turning into a football pitch for the local children. And it turned out those volunteers were individuals who'd come from all across Japan to come and do that. For many of them, it was their first time to be here to volunteer. These girls with big spades, they'd never done anything like this before. And the children there playing with the footballs with the volunteers and things, and gathered around the fire cooking sweet potatoes. I found it very moving. And it's like going to another place where local volunteers were kind of being sorted out, and they were gathered around a huge pot, the biggest pot I've ever seen, making a huge pot of soup, enormous thing. I mean, and they were so friendly and so nice. And they really liked the idea of the running project that we're going to do. And one of them actually knew me from the Tokyo Marathon. So we had a nice chat about that. And, it really helps break... Well, this is the thing. I was going to say it helps break down the barriers. But from what I felt today, there are very few barriers. It's such a different world from Tokyo. You know, here where people have lost everything, it's the human... relationships that really count for so much, and it's very moving and refreshing, and it's like, wow, this is life. Anyway, I'm nearly out of time, so I'll leave it there. I'm just going to go back into the volunteer centre now, and we're all going to eat together, and it's wonderful. Anyway, check out It's Not Just Mud online. All right, take care. Speak to you soon. Bye.